Get up and land. Dance to the music. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison, kind of like the inventor. I am the host of Connect the Dots Radio Show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. If you got something important to say, 888-627-6008. Or if you're calling from another country, do the country prefix, and then it's 323-744-4831. Wow. Well, before I forget, happy belated birthday to Ringo Starr of the famous, world-famous Beatles. You know, he deserves recognition because him and his buddies, back in the last century, they changed the world with their music and personalities. That's right. And a lot of the freedoms we have today, we wouldn't even have if it wasn't for the Beatles. So, everybody should be celebrating his birthday and the other remaining birthday of Paul McCartney that happened last month. The two surviving members of the Beatles. These guys changed the world for the better without even trying. How many people can claim that? Not too many. Certainly no politicians heads of corporations. Anyhow, I think he's 83 this year. But, man, the guy, him and his buddies changed the world, and we need to give recognition of that whenever we get a chance. Okay, meanwhile, back on planet Earth, yeah. Hey, send me your send to Monty Stone. Send them to the radio station. They'll send them to me. You know what send to Monty Stones are? Well, hey, you can look it up. Google it. They're stones that are not of this earth, but they came here in asteroids, I believe. And they're being used now to set up energy grids around our planet to get it ready for the upcoming event. I mean, the date keeps getting pushed ahead, but it's tentative for the year 2025. That's not too far away. Less than 2 years, it'll be here. And this is going to change reality forever. The event is going to push the Earth finally, totally up into a faster vibrating zone, you know, sometimes referred to as the fifth dimension. We're in the third dimension now, which incorporates the first two, three. Other people talk about it as density one, the first two, three dimensions, and then density two is the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensions. And density referring to as the numbers go up, as the dimensions go up, they vibrate faster. And the more you vibrate, the less solid you become. And eventually, you don't have a body at all. This is all important information to know. This should have been taught to people in grade school. But, of course, we're living on the prison planet, as they say. It's been a prison planet for a long time, long before Alex Jones started coining that phrase. But the true history of the Earth needs to be taught, too. You know, what we have now is fake history out there that only gives recognition to military battles and conquests. And the matter of the fact is we want to get rid of the war. But no, the warmongers, they want more war. And guess who's on the bandwagon with the warmongers? Clone boy Biden. Yeah. The camera has caught so many versions, so many clone versions of this guy, it's not even funny. Yet the media is forced to say nothing, to pretend everything is fine. The guy can't even complete a sentence. He falls downstairs, trips over wires, walks around with a deadpan face, doesn't know which direction to go into. And not a word is said about it, but I'm talking about it, and so are other people, you know? But it's sickening, the phony system that we have to put up with still. Fake news, worse than fake news. Oh, my God, it's evil news. In fact, all the news stations are on the bandwagon, and it's so easy to set up a real broadcasting network. Yeah. Don't tell me about how much it has to cost. Don't tell me about you wouldn't get regulated. First of all, you know, you got to learn. You want things to go your way, you got to take command of the situation. You know, drawing up the plans for setting up a free radio net. We have that already here on the internet, but a free TV, regular broadcasting network. It can be done, and it doesn't require that much money. And guess what? We don't need the approval of government for this. The big mistake, as soon as you ask for approval, they'll look for ways to deny it to you because you stupidly asked them. You don't ask for something like that. You just set it up yourself, and you set it up in a way where they can't shut you down. Don't tell me it can't be done. Hey, is there anybody out there with money that wants to fund a project like that? We could have it up and running in a couple of weeks. Want to bet? Sure as hell we can, or sure as heaven, I should say. There is no hell, except what we allow others to create for us. And governments are great at creating hell. It's hell on earth, they say. Well, thank the government for that. You know, don't give undue credit to Lucifer or Satan or any of the other demonic bastards. Don't give them the credit they don't deserve. The governments, your governments have taken control of the situation, and they're proving they can be more demonic than Satan or Lucifer or any of those other so-called famous demons. But that's it, you know. This is a live radio show. If you're listening to me, if you know anybody with money, tell your friend with the money to get in touch with me. He can do it. He can call in, be bold enough to talk freely, or he can contact a radio station and say, I'd like to help the Connect the Dots radio show host set up a free speaking, truth-telling, broadcasting, national broadcasting network. It can be done. It requires a little amount of money, but it can be done. And they won't be able to shut us down once we set it up. It's all about ingenuity and strategy. And the jokers in government, these are thunderheads, dummies, beyond stupid. They don't know how to deal with somebody who has a strategic plans, you know? Even the military commanders wouldn't know how to handle the situation because these people can be outsmarted that easy because they're not free thinkers, for one. The talents that they do have and or authoritative positions they do have, they got not by being intelligent. They got through conniving, and they got through listening to other people tell them what to do, and they have not the imagination to strategically win a battle with an extremely intelligent person. You know? It's not that difficult to be 10 steps ahead of somebody if you're, you know, if you need to be. You know, it's not really that difficult. It can be done. The biggest problem is nobody wants to get off their lazy ass and do something. And nobody with the money that thinks they're a good person wants to put their money out to something that they want a guarantee for. It doesn't work like that. You know, if you have it in your heart and you have the determination and decency and ethics, you can make something work, regardless of the opposition, but you got to do it smart. Can't ask permission. Asking permission is you're just inviting someone to say no when you ask permission. You know, you take command of a situation, and that's how you get things done. And I'm telling you, I'll say it just one more time. To set up a national broadcasting network in America where we're broadcasting just like the big channels and people can pick us up on the TV, we can do that in a very short period of time, and we won't ask their permission to do it, and they won't be able to shut us down. Guaranteed. And we'll have all the bases covered. And that's what we need. We need Truth TV. We need to denounce, that's going to denounce this crazy war, ongoing war that's made to last forever, ever. You know, in the past week, I viewed on Twitter, because I go there, there's a lot of valuable information there, whether you give your opinion on something or not. You can learn a lot on Twitter by the people who have the guts to post some annoying things that never get covered by mainstream media. And somebody had a shot of one of the bad drug-infested homeless neighborhoods in Philadelphia. And they posted... government has $500-600 billion to spend to give to Ukraine to fight war and kill people and maim people and continue ongoing bad things, and they got zero money to clean up this neighborhood in Philadelphia and help these people out. Well, that's where we're at. That's what government does. Do you realize that the insanity of Biden with his okay for cluster bombs to be given to the Ukraine? Oh, that's going to end the war real fast. And, first of all, they're talking about using it in a defensive way. Well, cluster bombs are not a defensive weapon. They're an offensive weapon. So what are you going to do with all these cluster bombs? You're going to go on the offense, and you're going to misuse them. I don't care what you say. That's what you're going to end up doing. And, you know, those of us that have half a brain, we understand when you appropriate, of course, that's the money game Biden's playing. He's got the Congress to approve $500-600 billion worth of money to the Ukraine, supposedly, along with weapons and stuff. And out of all that money, a large percentage of it, half of it doesn't even get there. They'll have to, of course, Lazinski, he wants his share. So maybe he'll get 20% and Biden will get 30% of the money flowing back into his pocket of taxpayers' money, you know. And the rest will go keep the war ongoing so more people can get killed, because that's the agenda, you know. New World Order agenda, kill people, kill people, kill people, kill people, make people suffer, suffer, suffer. The demonic crowd, the Satanists, they want people to suffer, you know. They gather some loosh off it. If you don't know what that word is, L-O-O-S-H, loosh, look it up. It also fits in with the adrenochrome and the abducted children. Why isn't mainstream media talking about that? Well, that is why we need a truth-telling national broadcasting system that will talk about all these things and talk about what a bunch of crooks the politicians are, and we'll talk about why Biden isn't being prosecuted and his son isn't being prosecuted when they have all the evidence in the world to send these people to jail for life and beyond. It's sickening. Every government agency is in on the tape. They're in on the scam, you know, and the big corporations are in on it, too. And while we're at it, Elon Musk, you know, don't say anything good about this guy. You know, he took over Twitter, and they still got the same annoying crap with the machines telling you don't tweet because we're going to discard it if you make too many important points. You know, not that we haven't figured out how to get around that, but it's just annoying to have it keep popping up. I mean, you know, that's a plain God what people have to say. I mean, if you don't say anything bad, I've had that thing pop up on me. I'm trying to, somebody said, have a nice day, and I'm trying to retweet and say, you too, you have a nice day too, and the machine won't let me say that. You know, don't expect any understanding from machines. Hey, how about the robot conference at the UN the other day? The machines had the audacity to say we can run the world better. Can you believe this? Pull the plug on that model immediately, you know. And they've got them looking partly human, and they try to make the machines, the female ones, look sexy too, you know. And you know, just like I said, you see all kinds of things on Twitter. Somebody's got a video out there of a real dog fucking a robot dog. Yeah, I can say that word on BBS radio. How about that? You know, and none of this other nonsense, too. You know, mainstream media, you can't say the N-word. I mean, I can say it, but what's the point? I don't want to antagonize people. But let me tell you the truth. When white people are alone, we use the N-word all the time. And anybody who says they don't, they're a friggin' liar, or they're a coward that lets the government bully them into say what they can or can't say. You know? That's how it is, you know? And there's certain, like, I'll tell you something. I know more about the black community than the black community knows about themselves. You know, I've been a worker my whole life, worked amongst the common people. And some of the best workers I ever worked with are of African descent, dark skin. You know, I mean, you got work in them. Everything's fine. You forget about the color. You forget about whatever. You tolerate them and all that. But black culture has about 12 different varieties in this day and age. Yep, and one of those 12 varieties are the niggers. That's it. We know who they are. Even the black Africans know who they are, you know? But they don't want to clean up that dirty side of their culture. No, they want to cry about we're calling them names. You know, you deserve to be called a name if you are that. You know, I mean, what's the big deal? You know, and I mean, it's sickening how people have kowtowed to government and fake news media and all the oppression from the authorities and stuff like that. It's really sickening. And it's sickening how everybody wears their seatbelt when driving. Boy, if that isn't a control tactic by government, forcing you to do something that most people don't want to do, and then making it official by giving the police the opportunity to ticket you and oppress you more. And unless you're a rich person being driven by a chauffeur or something, and your license isn't up for grabs, most people who get tickets, it puts them, it makes them poorer than they already are, because the penalties for automobile tickets in America, they're out of this world. Plus, it's a three-time payment. Not only do you get the ticket for the municipality, then there's a surcharge on the ticket, and then there's your insurance rates will go up because you got a ticket. And there's a possibility of losing your license, which is thousands of dollars of fine plus suffering for 6 months or whatever it is. It's oppression, you know? DMV, they call them here, you know, Division of Motor Vehicles. Well, DMV really stands for Division of Motorist Victimization, and that's what the hell it is, you know? And the skyrocketing costs, you know, are just profit-making, government profit-making crap. And the profit they make goes into the pockets of the politicians and the people in the high authoritative positions. That's where it goes. There's no reason a set of license plates cost about a dollar a piece to make they're going to charge you $200 for that registration, for something, two license plates, that dollar a piece, and some states they only give you one. You know, it's highway robbery, you know, literally. And, you know, I want to encourage people to start resisting the government, because, you know, stop obeying these ridiculous oppressive rules. Do not wear your seatbelt. You know, there's a few extreme situations where a person is so out of it, incoherent, in a coma, they need to be strapped into the car. And they only need to be that, assuming that the driver is incompetent. A competent driver will get that person safely wherever they're going, whether they got a seatbelt on or not. But the idea of forcing you to put a seatbelt on, you know, they're strapping you in like you're strapped in the electric chair. And then they got the damn airbag right in the steering wheel that could go off for any reason other than what it's supposed to. And that could cause an accident right there. You're driving and all of a sudden your airbag blows up in your face. Can put bruises all over you. Plus, you won't be able to see where you're going, and it'll probably cause an accident. And believe me, those you can't trust those mechanical devices. They can go off by accident. So you're riding around in jeopardy, and they got you strapped in with your seatbelt. So, you know, you might have a difficulty even moving to the side to see where you are so you don't crash your car if it goes off by accident. It's insane. You know, they're putting your life in jeopardy, you know? You happen to be driving down the road drinking a soft drink or something, you know? Never mind a beer, but a soft drink or something like that. And the airbag goes off, it'll push that drink right into your face. You could lose teeth, you could lose your eyesight. All these bad things can happen, and they're forcing you to play along with this crap. And take your damn seatbelt off so you can breathe. Half your life force is your breath when you got that seatbelt strapped across your chest. It's limiting your breath, ruining your health. You have a right to refuse to wear it because it's ruining your health. They don't give a crap about that. All they want to do is bully you around and kick at you when you don't obey the rules. When they say jump, they want you to say how high. You know, this is the crap that we have to deal with, and it's time we put an end to it. And don't think the politicians are going to do this for you. They're the ones that made the crappy laws already. And, of course, they were pushed by people that saw it an advantage to oppress the people. They bribed them and said, make this law, and the politicians went along with it because they'll do anything that money tells them to do. The coming election coming up, hey, Democrats and Republicans, they're all crooks. Doesn't matter what the next president, if he's a Democrat or he's a Republican, you are screwed. Because they're going to play politics. They're going to keep the logjam in Congress. Nobody's going to cooperate with anybody. And like I said, the only way to bring some unity to Congress is to elect an individual who's not a member of a political party. And he needs to be elected by all registered Democrats, and all registered Republicans need to vote for this individual that has common sense, and I'm talking about myself. I am running as a write-in candidate. I don't have to do a damn thing. I'm telling you about it. I'm writing as you know, I don't have to have any events, but if you listen to me and listen to the logic and knowledge I talk just on my radio show, not to mention the books I've written, the musical recordings I've made, you know, all you have to do is delve a little into my life and you'll see what an educated, knowledgeable person I am. I know everything that's going on. I know about the crooked government agencies. I know about the the loose sucking, the Satanists and their adrenochrome. I know about the money laundering. I know about the military pushing the war, the New World Order pushing war, the pharmaceutical company in league with the New World Order wanting to take more of your rights away, wanting to kill you with more poisonous vaccines. And I know about all these things. I don't need advisors. I know about the chemtrails, too, you know? You think a Democrat or a Republican president is going to talk about the address the chemtrail issue? Hell no. Hey, what's your big hero guy, Trump? Why didn't he address it? He didn't even know about it, probably. And because he's not a knowledgeable person. Guy born with a silver spoon, hanging out with the rich people his whole life. What the hell does he know about common working people? Nothing. You know? Why do you want to support this guy for? You know, rudely makes fun of people with disabilities. You know, womanizes women, talks trash. The guy has no solutions, really. I mean, any fool could have come up with, well, let's stop giving money to NATO and stuff like that because we're paying more than our share. Anybody could have came up with that idea. That doesn't show real intelligence. He didn't address any of the real serious issues. And, of course, no Democrat or Republican is going to talk about the aliens are coming or that aliens even exist. Again, we should have been taught that in school, you know? But, of course, school is just brainwashing, indoctrination, not only in this country, but other countries in the world. I don't think it's the school system of the world that tells their children that, there are beings on other worlds, and the ones that have been here on our planet are the bad guys, you know, that have been enslaving mankind for hundreds of thousands of years. It's known. It's in the Sumerian records. Why isn't this brought to the forefront, you know? Again, we need truthful national broadcasting systems. Hey, I'm the guy who knows how to set it up without asking permission and keep it up. They won't be able to take it down. Oh, we'll try, and we'll be waiting for them, and we'll catch them in the act. And they won't like when they're caught in the act, but that's how it's going to play out. But it'll never even happen if somebody doesn't step forward with a certain amount of money. Yeah, you've got to bribe the broadcasting equipment. And you got to set up the plan. You know, it's got to be a mobile plan, obviously. You know, that can't be tracked easily. And there's ways to do that, believe me. Don't tell me it can't be done. You just lack ingenuity if you say something like that. And what about the all the evil projects that the evil ETs are working with the evil military groups on? Are we going to allow this to go on until the end of time? And what about the waste of taxpayers' money? You know, no Democrat or Republican is really going to stand up for that because they both play the same game. You appropriate money for something, and a certain percentage of that money you just appropriated falls back in your pocket. You don't have to know how they do it, but we know they do it. And I'm sure there's plenty of people that know exactly how they do it. Huh. You know, the biggest crooks in the world are the people who work for the company because they know the ins and outs and they know how to take, you know, it happens at a lower level. You know, street people do the same thing, too. They're working for a company. They have an opportunity to scam some money off the company. They know how to set it up, and they work these scams. But we can't allow the government to be doing that to us, you know? We've been too tolerant. And we have to bring the Democrats or the Republicans together, you know. They ought to disband both parties, but, of course, we know that's not going to happen. But at the same time, if you elect an individual like me who knows how to take command of any situation, I'll get them to cooperate. I mean, what do you stupid people want out there, you stupid voters? Don't you understand? You know, once you vote, you've lost all the power right there. So it better be somebody you can trust to do the right thing. Because the only way you're going to influence members of Congress is with money or what the president, who has access to them, and I'll convince him to get along and stop playing these nasty games and stop wasting the taxpayers' money, which they do. They're all experts at it. That's why they get into politics. Why do you want to elect a crooked criminal? Anybody who's on the Democrat, running for the Democratic Party as president, whom we know is going to be Biden, who we know is a criminal, and we got the evidence to prove he is, and the same thing with Trump, too. He's a criminal of his own kind, and he has no solutions. And he just, I mean, he had 4 years to do something, and he had both houses, a majority in both houses of the Congress, and he couldn't get them to get along and make something happen. All he did was write executive orders. Shows he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Plus, he had the audacity, oh, I'm going to hire the smartest people. He couldn't even hire people that he could trust. That's how dumb he is. And like I said, the man knows nothing about solving problems, you know? God forbid he ever stepped on the stage and had a debate with me. I'd wipe the floor up with him. He wouldn't have nothing to say. I could just keep asking him the questions I knew he knew nothing about. And then when he tried to avoid him, I'd call him out on it, you know? And tell him, listen, who do you think you're talking to? You know, I'm not your average idiot here. I'm somebody who's knowledgeable. And you're not able to answer my questions, which says you're pretty stupid. You got a problem with that? You're the one with the problem. You're the one with the ignorance. You're the one with the lack of knowledge. Man, I would wipe the floor up with that guy. He'd probably want to come after me physically, you know? And I'll deal with that when it comes up, you know? But at the same time, the people, when it comes to voting in 2024, you have to be part of this great idea I came up with, that all the registered Democrats and all the registered Republicans vote for me. You know? I'm a write-in candidate. All you have to do is know my name, Tom Edison, and write it in when you go to the polling and talk to each other and agree, hey, this is a good idea. It'll be a unanimous election. We'll all make history. And we know we'll all have a big party because, you know, the victory will be guaranteed. We don't have to worry about people stuffing ballots or cheating at the polls because everyone's going to be voting for me, the guy who can bring this country together. I mean, really, use some common sense. How long do you want to play this game of us versus them? Because that's what it is, Democrats versus Republicans. That's a confrontation, an eternal confrontation, us versus them. And, of course, who's pulling the strings on this all? They've done this to every government in the world, you know? It's the New World Order, the globalists. You know, the big money people who work with the evil ETs. In fact, the whole control game is run by the evil ET races that stay out of sight. You know, they're scary looking. That's why they stay out of sight. They don't want to, they pick humans to do their bidding for them, you know. And we think it's the bankers and the globalists and military leaders, but it's actually the evil ETs behind the scene and the evil demonic beings, too, that don't even have a body. Sometimes they take over someone's body. I don't know who's in the Pope's body. it's not sacrilegious. This guy is, come on, this guy's part of the New World Order, you know? He's part of the Jesuits, and the Jesuits are one of the control groups that the evil negative race ETs deal with and use as pawns in their game of control. And they're still controlling the thing. You know, we call it the deep state, but actually it's the outer space negative aliens that are from other worlds that are all here controlling mankind and making fools of us and getting us to do all kinds of things and getting us to fight against each other, getting us all to play the us versus them game, like the Democrats versus the Republicans. Come on, if you're listening to my voice, if you can't connect the dots here on this and understand that I'm talking perfect sense, what is your problem, you know? You got to learn to think for yourself. And when someone talks common sense, you need to be responsive to understand it and be responsive in a responsible way. And you got to be supportive of people that want to do the right thing. And I'm talking about doing the right thing. It's time to end the wars and the global control and the fake medicine. You know, pharmaceutical medicine, it's fake, just like the fake news. We got to end all these things. And we can do it all simultaneously if you just elect a decent person like myself who knows how to handle tough situations and knows how to take control of any situation. As elected president, I'll take control of everything. I'll take control of the Congress and teach them how to get along. Then I'll take control of the people that I know are dealing with the negative ETs. And I'll convince them that they're traitors to humanity and their allegiance is misplaced. And I'll just go down the line one thing after another. And, of course, we'll solve some of the easier problems, like the border problem. I'll go down there myself and just order people what to do, and the problem will be solved in 1 or 2 days. You got that? 1 or 2 days. I don't think we'll even need any money to even solve it. We'll just go down there and orchestrate the situation so it works out. You know, the border down in Texas and Arizona could be turned into a profit-making situation. You know, I'm an advocate. I invented the phrase long time ago, solving problems with business solutions. Yeah, the border problem could be a profitable venture if we just took control of it. But opening the border and all these stupid rules is losing control of it. Of course, that's what the New World Order wants. They want us to be like all these other stupid countries in Europe, allowing undesirable people that are not here to become Americans. They're here to milk us dry, whatever they can get for freebies. They're here to continue their criminal lives, you know? I feel sorry for all those people in Europe, especially England, you know? Their rotten, crooked parliament just keeps bringing more and more dangerous, not refugees, invaders from other places around the world with other cultures that don't have any compassion for the British people. And they kind of, mostly men coming in, they're criminals already, and they come in and they just rape as many white girls as they can find as soon as they get to Britain. And then they complain about the free food they're getting, the free lodging. It doesn't suit them, you know. And they got nothing to do with themselves. They don't have to work. They're getting this United Kingdom freebie for life. And so what do they got to do with the times? They go out and form rape gangs and they rape white girls. You know, this goes on day after day after day. And they cause equally bad problems in France and the other countries, in Germany and Sweden. They go to these countries. These heartless Arabs, they go to these countries and they just brutalize the people in any way possible, and they take over, basically, and they demand everything, and they are obnoxious, evil pieces of crap, and the governments protect them. You know, this is insanity, you know. I'm on Twitter. I'm telling, you know, when I get a chance to put in my 2 cents, I mention you people in your country, you have to declare a declaration of independence from your government because they're destroying you. They're assisting the enemy. They're all traitors. If you don't get rid of them, if you, you know, replace your government with something better. You know, republics no longer work. Have you noticed? You know? And no matter how much protesting you do, it doesn't work anymore. Because they know all the tricks about how to avoid protests. You know? And in fact, they make sure the police keep you far, far away from where they're at. So they don't even have to look at it. And even if they looked at it, they know the facts in a republic. They don't have to respond to protests. Show me where they legally have to respond. There is no such law. So what's the point? You know, these people have no decency. They have no morals. The only thing that we need a new Declaration of Independence here in America. And, you know, I'll do my best as president to try to get everybody to get along and get them to be responsive to what the people want, not what the money wants. But the created those countries in Europe, they're beyond help. You know, they have to declare declarations of independence, you know. I might be still able to pull this out for America so we don't have to have a blood in the streets declaration of independence. Again, a new one, because we really don't want that. But I tell you one thing, any member of the Democrats or the Republicans who becomes a presidential nominee and you vote for them, you're voting for another devil to run the hellhole that we call the White House. You know, it's a hellhole now. You know, it's like Satan's chair, we could call it, you know, and because the people that have been elected to the presidency, they're all bad guys, all of them. I can't remember when the last good president was in the office. You have to go way back. And even some of the ones that we think were good, they had their problems too. And just remind everybody about that famous incident that should be taught in the schools. 1953, an alien being who had the name of Valiant Thor met with President Eisenhower, 1953, and offered to give us the secrets of free energy, which would be beneficial not only to Americans, but the whole world. And, of course, the energy people, oil companies, et cetera, electricity-selling people, they bullied President Eisenhower and gave him 1,001 reasons why you can't do that. So we all lost out because of the evil corporations, the greedy people, and, of course, the New World Order globalists who work with the evil ETs. Because anything that would free up people to be more time, have more time to spend and live life and be good, decent people is not what the negative aliens who really rule our world from behind the scenes want. Because they want us suffering. They want us to make our lives difficult. They want us working 3 jobs a day and no time to do anything because they want us in an unhappy state because we're more easily controlled. You know, there was a movie, first it was the book, but I saw the movie back in the last century. It was called 1984. You get a chance, look at it. And in the movie, you know, the guy gets to meet one of the generals or something and is looking for an explanation, and the general does explain to him, you see, we keep the wars going for control. So they'll never end. It's our control tactic. Exactly, that's exactly what they're doing with the Ukrainian war. And every nation in the world is sending hard-earned taxpayers' money to buy more ammunition and weapons so they can keep this war going on until the end of time. Luckily, the end of time is not that far off, only a couple of years, but a lot of more innocent people are going to get killed, probably mostly Ukrainians, some Russians too. And this battle will not stop. I mean, as president of the United States, and that's why you should think about me clearly, we're not going to give, I would insist, you know, I would veto it, that those crooks over in Ukraine will not get another dime. And I could possibly negotiate the war to an end. Not the way you might think it would be done, but I could come up with an ingenious plan. And it could possibly be brought to an end. But first, you know, I'll be taking care of American problems before. Then that is one of the problems. Then we're not going to give any more. In fact, I'll be asking Zelensky, I think you better start paying us back that money now. I don't care what your problem is. Start paying us back. What about all the money you're laundering? We know you've got the money. We don't have to prove it. Start paying us some of that money back. Come on. And if you don't, well, hey, you know, we can make life difficult for you, too. Wouldn't everybody like to see the war stop, except for the crazy people? So you might want to take seriously about voting for me. I'm a writing candidate, Tom Edison, that's it. And I'm asking every Democrat and every Republican to vote for me. And in that way, we'll have a chance of taking control of our government, because my allegiance is to serving the people. It's my ethics. You know, it's one of the teachings of Jesus. You know, maybe you heard about him. Well, one of his biggest teachings is you want to be the leader of everyone. You have to be the servant of everyone. And that is my ethic. And I'm good at solving problems. And I don't, you know, we'll do what we have to do and we'll solve the problems. It's that simple. But if I don't get elected, nothing's going to change. It's going to be more of the same. It's going to be the New World Order and Klaus's Nazis and the pharmaceutical communists. And they're all going to they have unlimited bribe money. Eventually bribe the whole Congress to take away more of your rights. That's what's on the menu. Believe me, if a Democrat or Republican gets elected next to President of the United States, you can bet they're going to take every one of your rights away, and they are going to even probably hire the Chinese to come in and subdue us with robotic soldiers, heartless robotic soldiers. Don't think it can't happen, but you have a chance to stop it, and it has to do with this upcoming election. Meanwhile, they might try to do it beforehand, but we have to organize people in the U.S. here and stop it. You know, Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. He's going to force his GMO poison food on everybody, just about. What are we doing to stop that? Well, you know, what are we doing about getting laws passed that we can remove anybody from any government position that is not serving us, not responding to us? You know, there is no law like that, but we need one, because republics don't work anymore because people can't be trusted. It's that simple. Now, hey, this call and radio show, I've done plenty of talking. Anybody got something special to say? Number's 888-627-6008. Okay, I'm going to hold my breath waiting for the phone to ring, but as a New York resident, hey, I can tell you the politicians own New York. They make all the stupid rules. Right now it's the Democrats. And they are destroying New York culture. It's destroyed already. It used to be the greatest city in the world. It's not no more. And they're making it increasingly difficult for poor people to exist in New York City, certainly the middle class. The rents are outrageous. The parking problem is worse than ever. The over-restriction of the motor vehicle laws, another nail in the coffin. And now they're going for congestion pricing, so only rich people can afford to travel below 59th Street. You know, money doesn't mean anything to them, but hardworking people, it does. And, of course, the delivery people that have to ship your goods below 59th Street, they're all going to have to pay a fee, too. And they're going to pass that along to the consumer. So the prices on everything is going to go up again, just like the prices went up when they raised the tolls to go in and out of New York. You don't need a $16, $18, $50 toll. You know, trucks are really expensive to bring to maintain the tunnels and the bridges. You don't need that. You know, where does all that extra money go? In the pockets of the people who are in charge. Same thing with the New York City transit system. You know, it's a money fucking travesty. You don't know how to run transit system, and the people in charge keep coming up with schemes that require more money, at which they use that. Oh, we got to replace the signal system. Well, I happen to know a lot about trains and signal systems. It doesn't need to be replaced, but they'll break 100, 200 signals just to try to prove it needs fixing. Now, it worked good in the beginning, and it still works. In fact, they've slowed the trains down by where they put new signaling in, you know? And they still have crashes. They still have derails. Plus, they don't have any common sense, you know? If anybody in the transit system had common sense, they would copy what they do over in England. It needs a lot more common sense in running the trains over there. Just go watch the videos, you'll see. And the transit system needs to fix the backlog of slow trains. And there's certain ways to do that, but nobody has the brains in the transit system. In fact, these morons, that's what they are. They're morons. They're stupid idiots in charge. When the big hurricane come and the subway system got flooded into Penn Station, you know, they had locks on the tunnel, on the gates for the tunnels to New Jersey. They had gate doors. Had been put in since the beginning, from back in 19 or whatever it was, 19-2 maybe, who knows. And the idiots in charge didn't even know they had floodgates, so they just let the water flow into the tunnel, which caused a month of extra work of pumping the excess water out that drained down into the tunnel between New York and Jersey. And that's all because the idiots in charge of the transit system didn't even know they had floodgates in Penn Station, so the water could never, if there was a leak, the water would not run into the tunnel and flood the whole tunnel and then shut up the only rail transit system into Manhattan outside of the Hudson Tubes. And, of course, they were closed after a while, too, when the trade centers were knocked down. And, of course, that was a big scam that was allowed to happen, too. I guess that was the beginning of the destruction of New York City. But now they've really destroyed it. They've got so many no turns here, no turns there, no parking here. Plenty of parking spaces could be, but they got signs up prohibiting people and the ticket meter maids or meter gentlemen are ruthless. They have them walking around continuously. Instead of fixing the parking problem and making more parking spaces, no, they hire more ticket agents to give out more tickets, and they make they keep taking away parking spaces and make it more difficult. This is like places run like hell, you know? And the mayor, man, he just goes out there to shine his face in front of the cameras, yeah. And worthless, you know? Another crooked politician. And that's what, you know, politics in New York, it's all crooked. Yeah. And who's representing that borough up in the Bronx here? What's her name? AOC. Another crook, goes and gets to Congress and just wants to badmouth everybody. Doesn't have any solutions to anything. talks like a total moron, and she's representing one of the districts of New York. And of course, the governor, another butt-kissing New World Order puppet, got nothing intelligent to say, just gets up there and puts some lipstick on for the cameras because she thinks she has to, and no understanding of what real life in New York is, what the poor people have to go through. And actually, with all the free subsidies they have, some of the poor people are better than the middle-class people because they're getting free housing, they're getting free food, and they don't have to work. Isn't that wonderful? Meanwhile, working people have to shack up five people to a single two-, three-room apartment, you know? That's it. And they split the rent. That's the only way they can exist in New York. It's that crazy now. And too many rules and regulations are just causing more frustrations. Hey, if I was the president, I'd go to New York and tell him, listen, I want you to do things correctly. And this is what I want you to do. Get rid of this, get rid of that, get rid of the stupid laws, get rid of the oppression, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fix the transit system. I'll tell you how to fix it. Make more parking spaces. I'll tell you how to do that. You don't have to hire anybody different. I'll tell you how to do it. And just do what I tell you. And you'll have thousands of more parking spaces within a couple of days. Thousands. It's that simple when you know what you're doing and you know what you're talking about and you have the knowledge. And we can stop appropriating wasteful money on transit plans that don't even make any sense. You know? I don't want to even get into that. It's sickening. And meanwhile, we all need to start talking about the upcoming event. We need to talk about planet Earth moving into a faster vibrating zone, the fifth dimension. We need to talk about getting our bodies ready. We need to talk about people understanding we're going to meet the aliens from the benevolent good being some other worlds. They're going to land on our world right after this thing called the event, and we're going to be communicating with them, and they're going to be bringing presents for us, you know? Real health care, replicator machines like in Star Trek, free energy systems, and they're going to upgrade the standard of living for everybody, and they're going to remove all the bad guys. They know where they're hiding, and they're just going to come in and get them, and a lot of good news when that happens, but we still need to be prepared for it, you know? So we don't get conned into thinking something as bad is happening. Well, listen, we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear a little of my music. Please support my show. Either subscribe to it on BBS Radio or buy some of my songs at CD Baby, two albums. Songs Better Than Dylan, and the other one, American Party Songs. You'll find several songs on each of these albums that you should like enough to buy. You know, I make it, the worker needs to get paid. I did these things for nothing. I need to get paid. Buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and become a smarter person by the next day. Hey, I need, you know, I had to pay to have the book made. I only get a few bucks. Download it. You know, it only cost you $5. Come on, you'll waste that on an alcoholic drink tomorrow. Okay, do the countdown and get out of here. You hear my lead guitar solo at the end of the song, The You Departing in Kind. I've also got the video on YouTube, plus my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Yeah, listen to the words. Could be your anthem, too. And visit on YouTube, Beatlemania in America, a 10-minute video about the Beatles, and you'll learn something. The greatest band ever to walk the face of the earth, and the four guys who changed the world for the better. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.